FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Social Security Agency SASSA has denied reports claiming beneficiaries will receive double grant payments next month. It's after social media posts claim all grant recipients will receive the increased payments in June to ease rising living costs. SASSA spokesperson Andile Shona says the messages are false hope for beneficiaries.
There has been no announcement made for double grant payment in June. We appeal to our beneficiaries not to expect any double payment in June, as stated in various fake news reports.
The District Police Commissioner in Umzinyathi has welcomed the sentence handed down on a former detective who tried to assassinate her. Francis Slumbert spoke to reporters outside the Newcastle Regional Court today. It's where Roshanlal Banao was sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. Newswatch's Cinakudle Malinga reports.
Banao made at least three attempts to assassinate Slumbert before his arrest in 2023. In the final attempt, he hired two men, offering them 50,000 rand to carry out a hit. Banao was dismissed from the police service in 2021 after an internal probe revealed he was running a criminal cartel. During the trial, the court heard that Banao had both personal and work-related motives. Slumbert had been investigating a drug syndicate in northern KZN when Banao unsuccessfully tried to convince her to join the cartel. She hopes the ruling should send a strong message. The two men now hired, who later turned state witnesses, were not prosecuted. Cinakudle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And in Gauteng, police have launched an investigation into the death of an 11-year-old boy in Vlugtgolf. The child's been identified as Jaden Lee Meek. He went missing on Tuesday at his residential complex. Police spokesperson Mavela Masondo.
This morning, one of the residents, as she was moving out of the flat at about 25 past 6, she then saw the child lying not far from the flat, and they took the child to hospital.
And the Zondo Commission's findings continue to reshape South Africa's intelligence operations. Minister in the presidency, Kumbutso Ncaveni, says the state security agency is being restructured to correct past failures, with disciplinary inquiries now in the pipeline.
Change resistance is a big issue, more especially when you are dealing with an organization that has been beset with a lot of problems like the state security agency has been. To mitigate that, we have appointed a dedicated change management officer.
And abroad, Ukraine has still not received an answer over whether Russian President Vladimir Putin will be present for potential peace talks in Turkey. President Zelensky made the offer for a meeting tomorrow. Ukraine's confirmed that they've heard nothing just hours before Moscow said the discussions were due to begin. Durban, a high of 25 tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg, 26. Richards Bay, 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhi.